The word is sanctuary. Throughout history, houses of worship have served as a sanctuary, protecting people who were troubled, oppressed. There's the animal sanctuary, created to preserve wildlife. Then we had the creation of sanctuary cities, where illegal immigrants were offered protection from deportation. Now, due to the increased demand that books be banned, we have a new sanctuary that my first guest today worked to establish, a book sanctuary. I know, believe it or not, that's the first of its kind designation, by the way, in New Jersey, that the Hoboken Public Library has received. Here to share the details about all this is the director of the Hoboken Public Library, Jenny Pugh. How are you today, Jenny?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for pushing back on what has become an increasingly disruptive and damaging effort of book banning, which makes you think we're back in the 1930s or in some dictatorship. But no, we're talking about not just New Jersey, but all across the nation. HobokenLibrary.org is the website for the Hoboken Public Library. Learn about the educational opportunities and the literary enjoyment they let you have with no bans or limitations. There's a novelty. I want to read from the declaration from that was certified back in September of last year. Not the full thing, but just the be it resolved part. That the president and the Hoboken Public Library Board of Trustees as follows. Adoption of American Library Association's Freedom to Read Statement. We'll get into that in a bit. Book Sanctuary Declaration. Hoboken Public Library Board of Trustees declares that the Hoboken Public Library is a book sanctuary. People can borrow and read challenge books, endangered books, and accessible to everyone. We host book talks, story times, other events, and people can be educated about the history of book banning and burning. And the book sanctuary actions recommended, the call upon community members to host and join in-person or virtual banned book clubs, encourage critical discussion of censored stories, calls for collection and protection of endangered books, lend endangered books to friends and neighbors, use local little free libraries as book sanctuaries, host story times, amplify individual voices on social media with the hashtag #TheBookSanctuary. Jenny, as I said, this is the 21st century. We have freedom of thought, freedom of speech. What the hell provoked all this?
Thank you so much for reading from our resolution. Book banning, censorship is nothing new, as you know. It's been around for a long time. The difference this time around in the last 3 years is we have seen record numbers of attempts to censor. And we are going to probably see another record year. We're still waiting for the final numbers from 2023. With the advent of social media, that's really accelerated this movement. And, of course, it's really a coordinated effort by a very small but vocal minority of voices who just don't want some stories to be told.
And these book banning efforts are not just against LGBTQ+ related books. And this is not clowning around. There have been efforts, and successful some of them, to ban books teaching about the history of slavery, the story of Rosa Parks. And, of course, this one always stands top in my mind, that radical baseball player Roberto Clemente in his biography. There was actually a school in Florida that banned the biography of Roberto Clemente and his humanitarian work in Puerto Rico.
Yes. There's also, you probably saw in the news, attempts to ban dictionaries as well in Florida. But yes, anyone can ban a book, right? I will remind the listeners that despite all this, I'm heartened. 70% of Americans, and this is according to a number of surveys, 70% of Americans, well over 70%, they don't believe that we should remove books from the shelves. They don't. They stand against that. They believe that, like you said, people should have the ability to read what they want to read. And that's what gives me hope. And that's why we did the Book Sanctuary Declaration. Hoboken, we held a banned book read-a-thon during Pride Month past June. And we didn't think like the book bans would come for us. And they did, right? We got attacked on social media. There was a coordinated effort to try to jeopardize the event. what ended up happening, of course, is it was a really powerful event because we had overwhelming community support. You know, people came out to read and celebrate. It was a beautiful celebration.
That's the key. Where you have, it's great to be standing there and pushing back at this, but without that support of the community, and you had elected officials as well come in and do reading as well. Without that unity of community, this is how that small number of voices win when people don't push back and don't join together in that pushback. And that small number of voices come through. And some of these organizations, by the way, and we've talked about this before on the show, when it comes time to put up or shut up at school board hearings to state their case and why they want to do what they want to do and ban what they want to ban, they disappear because when they're challenged, they've got nothing.
Absolutely. We saw that in Glen Ridge and just last week in Hunterdon County. Absolutely. Again, I'm going back to that figure. Most people don't believe that this should be happening. And they want the freedom to read. We became a book sanctuary. Thank you again for reading a resolution. I'm so proud to say, you know, we now have 9 book sanctuary libraries in the state of New Jersey.
Great.
And more reach out. You mentioned us, but I want to give due credit. This was started by our sister library in Chicago over a year ago. It's a great Chicago library, public library in the city of Chicago. It became a book sanctuary. They actually started. They were the inspiration for this movement. And, you know, and just a couple months ago, we saw the first book sanctuary library in Kentucky, Paris Bourbon County Library. You know, a lot of people have been inundated with, again, a small number of people trying to ban multiple titles, right? And their community, like ours, said, we don't believe in this. We believe that in the freedom to read. And they became their first book sanctuary in Kentucky. And it just really heartens me. This is what fuels our work.
So with Jenny Poos, the director of the Hoboken Public Library, hobokenlibrary.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I question how knowledgeable these book banning wannabes are of the material that they're focusing on. Reader's Digest compiled a list of the 100 most banned books in America for 2023, banned or attempted to be banned, I guess would be the qualifier. If you look at some of the titles, okay, it might be a little interest and curiosity, and you might see something endangering about the title. But if you look at the story I'll say 98% of the books, they're actually positive stories of recovery, of adapting, of communicating an inner strength, especially with young adult novels that seem to be a large target of these book banners. There are positive stories in these books, which make me think that a lot of these book banners don't read past the cover.
That is true. And we're starting to see actually legislation across the country to shore up really efforts to make the process of challenging a book to say, look, you actually have had to read the book before you can try to ban it. Because this fight is you. What you said is absolutely true. These are stories about the wide range of the human experience, and many of the books on these lists have been on lists for years for all kinds of reasons. But what the core of the message and what libraries stand for, and what I think most people stand for, is access to information. Just because I don't personally want to read a book does not give me the right to tell everyone else that you don't get access to this book, to this story. No one has that right in this country. And that's what this movement is about. That's why we feel so passionately. That's why we became a book sanctuary, where other libraries are becoming book sanctuaries, or, you know, anyone can really join this effort. And I think that's why it's so top of mind right now. But again, we're seeing legislation coming out against censorship because most people really feel very strongly in the freedom to read.
I was going to ask you about that because I know in the last legislative session that the State Senate Assembly had floated a bill that, I won't read the whole summary here, but basically that the bill prohibits public libraries, public school libraries from banning or restricting access to certain books, permits the withholding of state aid for noncompliance. Basically, if you want to ban books in your library and school and you receive state funding, there's going to be a price for it, unless you could justify it with an actual legitimate reason. Is that legislation coming back? Has it been brought back?
I am so pleased to say that legislation just got reintroduced yesterday. A bill, this is New Jersey, bill, Senate Bill S-2421, co-sponsored by Senator Zwicker, Senator Ruiz. It's a new and improved version, much more robust. More importantly, we have multiple partners across the state, including the Educators Association, the schools, the libraries, everyone coming together. So that just got reintroduced yesterday. You can search for it on the legislative site. It's called the Freedom to Read Act. And we feel very optimistic that this will gain a lot of support on both sides of the aisle because it doesn't focus on funding at all. We removed that portion. We really want to put in place strong collection policies and also protections for librarians and for educators who are doing this work, who are on the front lines.
Wish I knew it was going to be introduced. I would have made a suggestion. If you want to get a book banned, you need to read it, like you said. Do a full book report about it. Get a passing grade. Then we'll put your ban request up for a vote.
Right. Well, that's a start. You know what? I think a lot of people, when they read a quote-unquote banned book, it will open their eyes to another world, right? Because everyone's read and take on a work is different from person to person. So, I encourage people to read banned books, talk about them with their friends. When we became a book sanctuary, there was a member from the public who came to spoke at City Council. I'll never forget. They read the number one top banned book, and they said, quote, they were disappointed, meaning they all these fabricated truths about the salacious nature of it. He said it was a wonderful story about someone discovering who they were.
You mentioned that there are other libraries in other states, Chicago and Kentucky. Have other libraries in New Jersey reached out to you to say, how did you do it and how can we do it?
Absolutely. We have the 8 other libraries that have since also adopted that designation to be book sanctuaries, all reached out. And what's great is we talked to each other. And there are more that are reaching out because it is, a very public statement saying we're not going to take it as a library, that we really believe that safeguarding the First Amendment, the freedom to read, is at the core of our work, and we want to do this for our community. Yes, please reach out to me as a resource. I'm happy to talk to any library director, a trustee. If you're a member in your community and you listen to this and you have questions, you can find my email address on the website. Again, my name is Jenny Poole. Happy to talk to anyone about this.
And we have the website on our homepage, HobokenLibrary.org. Just for the edification of the parent listening right now, because you said if you're listening right now and you're bothered by this, or you're finding about this for the first time, not really being aware to the degree that this book banning effort has been taking place and has been spreading, and you would think in a blue state, as New Jersey is called, that book banning would not be an issue, a problem, or a threat, yet it is. Why should that person right now care?
Everyone should care about this. Everyone, because everyone should. Look, we're in America, right? We believe in certain tenets: democracy, the freedom to read, freedom to express yourself. If you believe that you should have the ability to read what you want to read, this is why you should care about this. This is so core to who we are as a country, as a people. And I think, again, going back to that statistic, because that's really heartens me, is most people do believe in this. And we don't want a handful of voices to take that away. And we shouldn't, and we're not going to.
Over on the homepage, I'm going to put up that list that I found from Reader's Digest about the 100 most attacked, banned, attempted to be banned books from 2023, because, again, you'll see what the book banning movement doesn't want you to see, how what they say is a quote-unquote danger to your child is actually an insight into another way of life, another way of survival, another way of positive path. It's more positive and more uplifting, more open than what the book banners want you to believe these books are and are out there to be. A lot of the authors, too, are long-time, well-known authors, and it's not just the ridiculous ones, like I mentioned before, the Rosa Parks banning and the Roberto Clemente and History of Slavery. I'm not saying they're silly because of their content. It's silly to try to ban just stories like that, but these other books, too, which you may not have ever heard of, but they have value for what they provide, what they offer, the insight they give. And for those who are objecting to certain ideas, certain lifestyles, certain choices, certain stories being made available to the masses, well, here's my suggestion for you. If you don't like it, no one says you have to read it, and you can keep your own child from reading it if that is indeed your decision. If you want to bring Jenny in with her expertise to the idea of creating book sanctuary in your local library, you can contact her through the Hoboken Public Library website, hobokenlibrary.org. Jenny, it is always wonderful to talk to someone who wants to make a difference and does make a difference. And you are doing work that is going to resonate loudly, spread quickly, and indeed make that difference. Thank you for what you have accomplished so far, with I'm sure more to come. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.